Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I am so glad to be with you, you and you here today. I want you to know that I love you. I really do. Yes, I really do love you. Whoever you are, wherever you are, I love you today. And if you call me at 347-857-3925, I'll just relate to you just how much I do. Thank you for being there, you, you, and you. I'm sending lots of love and hugs from us over here to you wherever you are, because Jesus loves you and I love you too. Yes, I do. Really do. So thank you for being there today. Thank you a lot. And right now, we are going to have Sister Diane
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We magnify your name. Father God, we know you're kings of kings and lords of lords. We thanking you this day, Lord, Father God, that how you see fit, Father, to wake us up this morning, Lord, Father. Giving us one more day, Lord, Father God, to get it right, Lord, Father God, with you, Lord, Father. For we know that no day is promised, Lord, Father. Father God, I come today, Lord, Father God, holding, Lord, Father God, the prayer list to you, Lord, Father God. Father God, we praying today for those, Lord, Father God, that has lost loved one, Lord, Father. Father God, I pray, Lord, Father God, for Helen Cooper family, Lord, Father God. Father God, touch her family right now, Lord, Father. Touch her kids right now, Lord, Father. Give them peace and comfort, Lord, Father God, knowing, Lord, Father God, that you are so mindful, Lord, Father God. Father God, touch them, Lord, Father. Give them peace, Lord, Father. Touch her dad, Lord, Father God. Give him that strength, Lord, Father God, that he needs right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. And all those, Lord, Father God, that lost loved ones, Lord, Father. Give them the peace and comfort, Lord, Father God. Father God, I pray today, Lord, Father God, for Mary and Christian right now, Lord, Father God. I ask you, Lord, Father God, to touch her, Lord, Father. Continue, Lord, Father God, to touch her mind, Lord, Father God. Father God, we speak healing right now, Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to her body, Lord, Father God. We thanking you, Lord, Father God, for what you have already done, Lord, Father. And we thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for what you're doing, Lord, Father. We ask, Lord, Father God, let your will, Lord, Father God, be done right now in the name of Jesus, Father. We pray for Victor Santos right now, Lord, Father God. Father God, touch him, Lord, Father God. You know he have been a blessing, Lord, Father God. We ask you now, Lord, Father God, to look out, Lord, Father God. You know what he needs right now, Lord, Father God. Touch, Lord, Father God. Show favor, Lord, Father God. Let him know, Lord, Father God, he have your favor, and no man, Lord, Father God, can take that away, Lord, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord. We continue to pray for Diane Mantonia right now, Lord, Father God, that fell, Lord, Father God. Touch her right now, Lord, Father. Touch her body, Lord, Father. We thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for the healing right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray right now for Joanne, Lord, Father God, that have upper respiratory problems, Lord, Father. Father God, touch that chest area right now in the name name of Jesus. For by your stripes we are healed, Lord Father God. Give her strength, Lord Father God. Touch that body, Lord Father. We pray today for Gary Dunkley, Lord Father God, for healing of the body and mind right now in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord Father God, for those little babies, Lord Father, Raymond Jr., Lord Father God, Stephen right now, Lord Father, and Zoe Rose, Lord Father. Father God, we hold them to you, Lord Father, and we ask, Lord Father, you continue, Lord Father God, to do the work, Lord Father God, that you have already done, Lord Father, and still doing, Lord Father. We thanking you right now, Lord Father. Continue to touch their parents, Lord Father. Give them strength right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We pray today, Lord Father God, for those, Lord Father God, that have court case, Lord Father God. Father God, we ask you, Lord Father God, that you, Lord Father God, be that judge, Lord Father. You, Lord Father God, be that lawyer, Lord Father. We thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for favor, Lord Father. We thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for working it out on their behalf right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, they come before you, Lord Father God, asking for prayer, Lord Father. And we know that nothing is too hard for you in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father God, I pray right now, Lord Father God, over this broadcast right now, Lord Father. Father God, we release, Lord Father God, your love, Lord Father God, your peace right now, Lord Father. Holy Ghost, we say, have your way upon this broadcast right now, Lord. Decrease, Lord Father God, my apostle, Lord Father God, as you, Lord Father God, increase in her, Lord Father God. And Father God, we say, just have your way, Lord Father. We plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast and every sending mechanism, Lord Father God, that was sent, Lord Father God, to hinder this broadcast. We render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to touch our listeners right now, Lord Father. Father God, you know what they need, Lord Father, and we thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for supplying them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. And I ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Well, we thank Sister Diane for that word, the prayer. We thank God for it. I trust that you were blessed. You were. You not, just call us and give us your name so that we can pray for you and put you on the list that to be prayed for continually. All right, now I want to add this. We want to add Deacon Mike on the prayer list. We're going to add him on there too, you know, that God will touch his body right now in the name of Jesus from head to toe right now in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you for it, Lord. And all of you out there that is going through anything, you know, the air is a little chilly, so you know your bones start telling you how chilly it is. Praise God. My. So we understand, you know, it's not mean that you don't have faith in God, you know, it doesn't mean that. It's just that this is the time of year. Everything start going with the wind. Praise the Lord. Amen. Here's a little word for you today, just a little short word. Worry is unproductive, unnecessary, and unchristian. Worry is unproductive, unnecessary, and unchristian. All right, govern yourselves accordingly. I told you it's going to be short, was it? Didn't I? Hi, God is good. I trust you had a grand holiday, Thanksgiving holiday. I pray that you did. You didn't eat too much, and now you got to go to the gym. You know, or walk around the block a couple of times, you know, somewhat, and lose some of that, you know, meat you ate. You know, we ate too much. We overate. Now we got to repent too. You know, we have been gluttons. When you are glutton is a sin. Did anybody tell you that? Well, it is a sin. So it's a lot of people sinning, ain't it? My God, Hallelujah. I know I'm messing with you today. Praise God. But it is the truth. All right. Praise God. We are going to talk with you a little bit today. Praise God. Let the Lord have his way. How about that? We want to let the Lord have his way. We're going to start with Psalms 119, 105. Now, I'm going to jump around in scriptures because of what I want to relate to you today. I may jump around, you know, in different scriptures here. And I found, as I glanced through the same chapter, I found a lot of scriptures that is very good for what I want to relate to you. Okay? And the word says, 119:105, the Lord, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The word. See, this is what we're going to talk about today, the word. Huh? Can you, when you hear the word, what are you hearing? You're hearing the voice of the Lord. And we want to relate that to you so you can recognize what you hear. Okay? Now, we take it for granted that the preacher, the prophet, the apostle, or evangelist, or whoever, they're just talking out of themselves. This is what we say when they give us a word. Okay? We do not know how to recognize the voice of the Lord. We don't recognize that it's God that's speaking through his word to you. Now, you didn't open the Bible, but that person gave you the scripture, told you what it was, where it was, and all of that good thing, all those good things. And yet, you don't want to recognize it. So, let me say this. The voice for God is as loud as your willingness to listen. That's how loud it is. Are you willing to listen? It can be heard if you are willing to hear it. And what about it? When he said to you, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except by me. It's what he said. He's the way. The only way to get there is who? Through Jesus Christ. He said, I'm the truth. There ain't other truth but me. Are you hearing the voice now? Are you hearing it? See, the truth is that progress in dealing with what? Everything in life, your relationships, your money problems, your health problems, all of that is entirely dependent upon the maintenance. Hear what I said now. The maintenance of your spiritual condition. What condition are you in? Are your ears clean so enough to hear the word of God? Can you hear it? Are you willing to hear the word of God? Do you want to hear the word of God? And after hearing it, are you willing to follow the word? Now, remember also in Psalms 119 and the 133rd verse, the psalmist say, all of my steps in thy words, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. See, when the way comes, the truth comes, it brings life. But you've got to be willing to hear it. And he further says, how can they hear without a preacher? And how can they preach except they be sent? So it's very, very important for you to hear the word of God. It's important that you be willing to hear the word of God. And when you hear it, do the word of God. You see, God has placed these things in your ear, right there for you. If you can talk, if your tongue not tied, you can hear your words. Huh? Yeah. Now, what we say, death and life is in the power of the tongue. You've got to hear those words. Now, you say, how can you say that that's the voice of the Lord when a person is giving you these scriptures, letting you know what God said? The thing is, he said, greater is he that is within you than he that's in the world. So there's nobody out in the world that is talking to you, but it's the one that is on the inside of you. For he said the kingdom of God is within you. So if it's within you, he said that he was going to dwell in you. Do you get the picture? See what I'm saying? So the voice is already there, but you've got to be willing to hear that voice. Hello? Did you get the picture? This is where I want you to understand. You have a responsibility. When that spiritual condition has changed and you have maintained it in all its essence that it needs to bring you into a more intimate relationship with God, that places the responsibility of your happiness. You can't blame nobody else, huh? It say, but it's where it's supposed to be, on you. Do you get it? All that responsibility is on you. Stop trying to blame other people for your happiness. Well, if it wasn't for me not having no money, I would be happy. If it wasn't for me, I got this old raggedy man. I got this old raggedy woman. I got these raggedy children. You want to blame my mother. You want to blame your father. You want to blame your aunt, uncle, or whoever raised you. You want to blame all these people. Well, these people cannot take that responsibility. You know why? Because it's in you. It's on you now. You say you're a Christian. You're a born-again Christian. So now the responsibility is on you. And you got to maintain your spiritual growth. You got to maintain the upkeep of it. See, you got to, most of all, got to see, am I baptized with the Holy Ghost? See, now, people, I know it's not popular to preach about the Holy Ghost today, but let me tell you, honey, it's still here. It still works. It still works. It helps you to grow. It helps you to get out of yourself. Let's say it like this. Now, let me tell you another scripture. 109 said, this is showing you where your responsibility is, of the same 119 psalm. My soul is continually in my hand. Where? In whose hand? Your hand. Yet do I not forget the law. You do not forget the voice. You don't forget the word of God when it's speaking to you, or what it has already spoken to you. You should always carry that voice within you, that you will always be in a position where you won't sin against God. See, people want to use, well, I'm just human. Well, if that's all you are and you haven't become a spiritual being, you haven't come in the likeness and image of God, so you're going to always use that as an excuse not to grow, an excuse not to take responsibility for yourself and your own happiness. You want to be angry and mad all the time, and you half of the time people don't even know what they're angry about. Because you ask them, well, what's wrong? Why are you mad? Who upset you? They can't tell you. And yet they are going to church. They are into this normalism, and they're being there and all of that and everything, but they don't hear the voice of God. Because sometimes, you know, you look at a preacher, teacher, or whoever, and you don't want to accept the word from them. You know, we got some want black and some want white and some want this and some want that. They want these different color preachers. They only believe it if it come from that preacher, that preacher. God didn't tell you that. He said, how can you hear without a preacher? And how can they preach except they be sent? He didn't say look for the color.
Come on, man.
Huh? A national organ of these preachers. He didn't say that. You look into what? The word. You are responsible for the word that you take in. Now, if it's not any good, you don't have to take it in. Hello, somebody. Now, you can be off the charts yourself. You done been to every church in the world. You done went to the first church of the Frigidaire and the first one of the Hot Box and everything else and the second one of the Entertainer and whatever you want to name them. You done been to all these different churches and gathered up a whole lot of garbage. Now you want to blame someone because you can't hear. Take the wax out. So you got a wax buildup. You understand? It's built up in your ears where you cannot hear the true word of God. When the word comes, you don't know whether it's truth or not. Well, it sounds good, and they sound like they're, you know, women and men of God. It sounds good. Now, when you get a real one, you don't know it because your ears are clogged. And if your ears are clogged, that means your tongue cannot create anything. Huh? Because you can't hear it. When God created the world, the universe, and everything in it, he spoke it out so that he could hear it himself. Therefore, he gave you a mandate to hear his word. And create whatever is necessary in your life and be responsible for it if you want to be happy. Huh? What do we do? We always trying to be copycats. Hmm? You know, the world had, don't worry, be happy. Now, why you couldn't think of that since you're supposed to be happiness in all its essence? But you didn't think about it. Somebody in the world come up and say, don't worry, be happy. And so you jumped on their bandwagon. Why can't you be the original? Why can't you be the first? Why can't you come up with that? Huh? Because what? Your ears are dull of hearing. Hmm? They're dull. You can't hear what God is saying. Now, when he told you you just to say, alter my steps, you don't want God to alter his steps, your steps in the word. You don't want that, do you? Now, what did he say? Let not any iniquity have dominion over me. That same scripture, 133rd Psalm, say, alter my steps in the word. Let not any iniquity have dominion over me. You are praying a prayer here for God's word to do enhance you to three, that there will be no sin left in you. That word would do what? Wash it, make it clean and white as snow. That's where we want it at. That's where we want to be. But if we cannot hear the word of God, his voice, we can't understand it, then we won't be able to wash ourselves clean. Yeah? See? Let me tell you what. Now, I told you I'm jumping over now. 130th Psalm say the same scripture. The entrance of thy words give light. Huh? The entrance of thy word gives light. It giveth understanding unto what? The simple. The simple. You thought it was for all wise men, huh? Highly educated with all these degrees in their life, huh? It say unto the simple. It give understanding unto the simple. You stop being intimidated by other people. And hear the word of God for yourself. Read and hear and understand what he's telling you. See, now you may try to apply it to somebody else, but he's talking to you. He wants you to have understanding so that you and he can have an intimate relationship. Huh? Hello, somebody. My soul is continually in my hand. Did you hear what he said? Continually in your hand. That's all he's trying to tell you. You're responsible. Stop trying to make everybody responsible for your misery when you are responsible for your own misery. Come on now. He done put the light there for you. It's right there. Because when he made you, and what did he say? He breathed into man's nostril, and they became a living soul. Didn't that what he said? So that was the entrance to light, to a voice that you can hear and relate to and understand. Did you get the picture? It's right there for you. It's right there for everyone. It's not prejudice. The word is not prejudice, so to speak, in that matter, except to sin. You know, bless God. But the word is always there just for you. Because he also said, David said, thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in the word. I hope in the word. I hope in you, God. I hope in hearing you. I want to always hear your voice. I want your voice to lead me, guide me, protect me, cover me, be my source. Be everything that I need when I'm lonely, when my tears are falling out of my eyes. I want you to be there to wipe them away. You're everything that I need, God. And when I cry, what did he tell you? He said, I will answer before you call. Because why? Because you are his people. You are the people that he chose. That's who you are. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. I'm feeling good about that myself. Hallelujah. Now, let me tell you now. You know, I ran across, you know, y'all, most everybody heard about Indiana Jones, ain't they? And Lost Crusade. Now, I put out me a little few notes here down here. Now, this movie go like that. He gets closer to the Holy Grail, whatever that is for them. Now, there's a gulf to cross. Think about it now. A gulf to cross. You got something to cross now. He's guided to do what? To believe. Just to believe. That if he just step out, a bridge will appear. When I thought about that, I thought about us as a whole, the Christian faith. We say we believe, but we got a lot of buts. But you don't understand. But you don't know. But it ain't there. But I ain't got. But I'm broke. But I'm sick. Nobody likes me. See? You've got to believe. And it's time to take a step. He told him to step out, a bridge will appear. Now, you looking at a gulf, you looking at a big old hole in the ground, and somebody telling you to walk on out there. Now, you know it's going to take faith and going to hanker more faith and some more faith and some more faith then. And you're going to have to really audibly hear God. Ain't talking about the word that you know is in the book. You're not going to go for that, are you? You too intelligent, right? Is that what it is? But listen what they told him, say, now, if you just step out, a bridge will appear. Now, this is what he was told. But he's still looking at the fact, what would you say? Somebody crazy here, and it sure ain't me. This is what you would probably tell yourself. But all he see is this deep hole. He see a deep hole. And he knows if he fall in the hole, he figure what? Death is staring him in the face. And you would too, wouldn't you? You never had this situation happen to you before, so you would do the same thing, wouldn't you? But somebody told you believe. All you got to do is believe. Step on out. All you got to do is believe. But, you know, first of all, so let me ask you this. Do you trust the one that's talking? Do you believe it's God's voice that is speaking to you? Do you believe that? We got to face all this. See what I'm saying? Death staring you in the face. Because if I fall down there, I know what's going to come, what's going to happen there. Ain't no but about that. Now, see, he didn't but there. Do you get what I'm saying? Now, he got to trust that if he step out, he'll be supported. Now, God done called some of you to ministry. He done called you to work out your soul salvation in a church or another, and you done come up with every excuse. I can't go because my husband won't let me go. I can't go because I got some children. I can't go because I ain't got enough money. We got all these excuses. You're not listening to the voice. You're not recognizing that God is speaking to you. He's telling you, I'm going to be there every step of the way. And you that are listening today, you need to step out on faith, believe and trust the word of God, and know that he's going to be with you every step of the way. Now, in the Indiana Jones, he was looking for something precious. This was his dream. He wanted to find that Holy Grail. But now, your Holy Grail, you want to find something precious. You want to find your way, your directions. You don't know which way to go or which way to turn. You don't know. But this is where you do what? Take a leap of faith. Leap of faith and know that when I do, I got support.
Amen. Come on
now. I got the master to support me. Do you hear that? You can hear the voice of God in your ears saying, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. You think about, go back to thinking about Peter. You think about Peter when he wanted to get out the boat and he say, you know, you look like a ghost to me walking on the water, but, you know, nevertheless, if you say it, if I hear your voice, I know I can do it. If I hear your voice, I can accomplish this. If I hear your voice, everything gonna be all right. If I could just hear your voice, Lord, I am sure that I can make this step. Do you get the picture here today? You can make that step. Because you're hearing the voice. You may not see him, but that voice is playing over and over in your mind. You can do it. You can do it. Take this step. Take that leap of faith. Go forth. I'm with you every step of the way. He's telling somebody right now, I'm with you every step of the way. Through the dark trials, I'm with you. Every storm that occurs, I'm with you. When he spoke to Peter and told Peter that he, all he did was give him one word. He said, come. He didn't say nothing else. He didn't give him a adjective, nouns, and pronouns, and all of that. He didn't give him all this trying to convince him. All that voice said, that anointed voice said, that Holy Ghost voice said, come. Would you step out? Peter stepped out. Peter stepped out on it. Even though this was a movie called Indiana Jones and the Lost Crusade or whatever. The thing is that it's letting you know it's possible. Anything is possible. Now, if death and life is in the power of your tongue, now if you're going to say, if I jump down there and go out in this hole, I'm going to die. You created that, didn't you? But if you hear the voice of the Father say, take a leap of faith, you can do it. You keep hearing it say, you just believe, my son, believe, my daughter, believe. Huh? Now, death and life is in the power of the tongue. Now, take that tongue and use life. Bring life to you and know that the bridge is going to show up. Come on, somebody. The bridge is going to show up. You will be like Peter. You'll be able to walk on the water. But long as you keep your eyes on Jesus, long as you keep your ears open to hear his voice and be willing to obey it when you hear it. When he say come, if your ears are clogged up, you ain't going to come. You're going to still be up there doubting, well, you know, no man ever walked on no water now. Oh, no, I ain't going out there either. Mm-mm. See? It's like some of the things that God has called some of you to do. You find your way. You don't let people talk you out of it, tell you you can't do it when God done told you you can. Now, who you going to believe? As the Bible say, whose report shall you believe? I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. What about you? If I make this step, some of you about to make a step. God has told you to make a step. You keep hesitating. You keep reneging. You keep walking backward instead of forward. See? The voice is still speaking to you. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm with you. Go ahead. I'm with you. Just believe it. Trust me. God said, trust me. When he told you, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So you trust me that I'm not taking your life, I'm giving you life.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
good morning. Good morning, you're on the air.
Greetings in the name of the Father. Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. My name is Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, based in sunny Las Vegas. I have a radio network with 1.5 million listeners. We have 25 AM and FM radio markets in the domestic U.S. And I was just listening online, man, and I had to call in. I mean, about 4 years ago, I preached a message that God gave me about your faith is for you. And when I hear how you breaking this word faith down, it's so powerful because at the end of the day, the main three key points of the word of God is faith, love, and hope. First, you have to know that there was something existing before we got here, and you have to love God with all your heart. But at the end of the day, you got to hope to God that he's going to come. I mean, hope that God is going to come back for us just because we don't do everything right. But to keep within the topic, faith is so important. Now, faith is so much of an action word, and it's swept up under the rug with so many ministries. We talk about Jesus coming back, but we don't talk about the faith Jesus had. Even though Jesus said with the Father, he knew that he still had to go down this walk, but nobody looked at the fact of he still stepped out on faith anyway, and the stuff that he did, it didn't make sense. Like, I couldn't see myself. He pretty much turned himself in. If you really look at the way the Bible was written, even though Judas showed him where he was, when the people came and Peter had cut the slice, because it's a lot of different vernaculars. I don't know who's
right.
on up under the sound of my voice, but when Peter smited the one of the soldiers, he was like, "Nah, this is supposed to happen." Well, no matter what nobody says, at some point or another, Jesus was a man, and he was a man. And being a man and being saved itself is two different things. But when you get to that word faith, that's what stops the brain process from making an ill decision. Case in point, just with your Indianapolis Jones analogy, it's a great analogy. That whole trilogy of movies kind of set the tone for exploration. But the one thing about being an explorer, you have to have faith to know you're going to go find something. Nobody goes exploring things without not knowing they're going to be there. It's like a GPS. You have to know there is a destination at the map. when you go to your Google and you put in the chicken wing place, you need to know that once you put your address in, they're going to show you where to go and give you the directions. Well, with faith, there are no directions, and it's all off of what you learn in your environment. So if you're around people with limited faith, you're going to have limited faith. But if you're around people with amazing faith, and then, too, God knows his faith warriors, and what happens is, the people of high esteem, of really close to God, they be put into such peculiar situations that don't make sense and get out of it. And when you hear about, like, take my story, for instance. I had met my wife on Facebook 3 years, and we was friends for, like, 3 years on Facebook. We never said nothing. So we talked for 10 months every day, hour after hour after hour. And when she finally had flew to where I was, it was still a 5-second situation when I had got the word, I'm on the plane, I got the word, my plane is landed, I got the word, I'm walking up. If I would have at any point let the universe come in and say, hey, this is not real, this is not you, and stop believing in God and believe what man say, I wouldn't have the woman I have, because just like your analogy said, we bring to us what we want to bring to us with the energies we put out. So I say all that to say, with me having faith, knowing that this is the lady I meet, this is the lady I know, this is the lady for me, I'm going to do whatever it takes. Now, it took me 10 months of talking to her, asking her questions, grilling her, and after everything, we understood that it was our time and place to make it happen. Now, just last 2 years ago, we had a baby, but the point that I'm making is, in this day and age, faith has been lost out the church. In this day and age, we don't walk by faith. We only walk by sight. And then when people are telling us, hey, I'm here to help you, I'm here to help you, you smack them in the face and say, I have nothing to do with you. But if I'm here to take your faith away from you and make you not believe God, and people run after those people. So I say this to say to you, sister, be encouraged, continue. I'm sorry, prophetess. Be encouraged, continue to open the doors that you're opening. But remember, this is the Wi-Fi. You might not hear somebody on the show. They might not hear you live, but they can get it. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on demand. If you miss anything on this radio broadcast, you can call back in. You can click the link, and then you can go back and see it. Now, as we speak, I got 35 viral marketers planted out there, but it's positive, and as much as it's talking about faith, it's hard for people to come get involved with something good. So I'm loving what you're doing. I'm so happy that this is a great way to start my day.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you. Yes, and give my blessings to your wife and baby also.
Amen. Amen. Sister, well, let me ask you a question. I got to ask you one question before I go. Now, with you being so much of a dynamic leader, and as you were speaking, I was doing my research, how did you keep your faith strong when you pour in so many cups? And when I look at the, just look at all the wonderful things that God is doing in your life, like, even though you have wonderful things going on, as sometimes when we're leaders, our faith get low, how do you replenish and re-energize?
I have a prayer life that's continuous. Mostly my day starts at 3 in the morning. Okay, I pray all constantly. I'm always meditating. I find that you can meditate day and night, like the scriptures say. You meditate constantly on Jesus. Basically, I'm considered as a fanatic. Okay, I have many prayer lines that I'm connected to with different people all over, and even over in Africa, I have lines that connect all over to people and pray. That, when I see a miracle, see God work, it refreshed me. And you calling has refreshed me.
Praise God.
Things like that. Whenever I see God at work, in people's lives, like we have my dear engineer here. Mother was, they didn't give her just to Friday, status, what day was that? Friday to live. She had blood on the brain. And we prayed, and now she's kind of halfway breathing on her own.
Hallelujah,
right now.
It's a start.
Things like
everything
that refresh me. Keeps me going. day by day. For the last 40 years, it has kept me going when I see God working in people's lives, saving some. I really do more with the deliverance. And we have deliverance services. So seeing people get delivered from these demonic forces in their lives, church people, is a great encouragement to me. These are things that encourage me when I get down. And somebody like you, God always sent them in my path that lift me up. Just to lift me up, you know. On the broadcast, we are being heard on many countries right about now. We are being heard in many countries also. So the islands would get in touch with me. A lot of the island people get in touch with me from time to time and all. And when somebody, I know somebody on the other side listening, that's encouraging.
Amen. Amen.
That you're not talking to yourself.
Well, sister, I want to get your message out there. I really believe that a lot of times we have these powerful churches, but because they're in a rural area and they only have 40 members because it's the whole family that live around there, they don't get the media attention that they deserve. But with this Wi-Fi and this internet, we can really put you out there. And my radio show is broadcast out to 25 U.S. markets, but my sister station.
Here?
Well, that's my landline, but I want to give you my direct number. It's 818-358-5722. Now that's the line.
Wait a minute.
That's
Let her get this. Let her write this down. Go ahead. Tell her what that number is.
818-358-5722, and I'm going to give you my email address and website as well.
Okay, Pastor.
And that's,
Pastor. Okay, what I'll do is after you finish talk with Apostle, I'll sidebar you and get that information. Okay.
Please make sure, because at the end of the day, y'all need to be on the rail radio, where there's about 20 stations out there that need this show, and they will pay you to play it.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I'll turn back her over to the broadcast, and I will get back with you, okay?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for that pastor coming in. Amen. You never know what God is going to do next. And we just trust God. We trust God. We trust God because he's speaking. He's speaking to us today. He's speaking to the world, but they are not listening. And he's speaking to the church also. And as he said in the 140th verse, the word is very pure. Wherefore thy servant loveth it. Oh, my God, my God. Can you do anything with that word? The word is very pure. Therefore thy servant loveth it. Aren't you a servant of God? Don't you love that word today? I love that word. God has blessed us immensely with that word. Amen. And the word is so right all by itself. You know, you don't need to add nothing to it. You know not to add anything to it. You should anyway. But we know today that the word is pure. And I love the word, and you love the word. And God is always doing something different. I like it. And when he tell you me to step out, tell you to step out, that means tell you, honey, you better get to stepping. Get to stepping. Because what he says, all things are possible to them that believe. All things are possible to them that believe. Do you get the picture here today? Glory be to God. God is blessing us from one way to the other. You know, we are praying and praying and praying for you. If you got a problem, you got a sickness or whatever is going on, your child may be on drugs or something. Who knows who else may be on them. You call 347-857-3925 while you're on the air. Or my engineer here will give you the post office box you can write and email or email us at c7glow@aol.com. You can do that also. Write us there. Send us a message or whichever way you want to do it today. But we thank God for it. We thank God for it. The Word, the Word, the Word. He is the Word. There is no other Word but Jesus Christ. Amen. I love that. I am the way. We trying to find every other kind of way but Jesus. We trying to find a way to do this, that, and the other without Jesus. And I asked the question, what do Jesus say? You know, I have some products that I make, different things from T-shirt cups and you name it, whatever. I, you know, put them together. But he say, before you do it, what did Jesus say? Do you think to ask him about these things, what you do? Is this, see what he say, is this the one? Is this the one I should marry? You see, you got to ask Jesus that before you jump out here and go get and do whatever. It sounds good, they look good and all of that, but what did Jesus say about it? I go to the grocery store and I pray, you know, before I go. Hey, Lord, this is how much money I got. Listen here. Now, you know, I need so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so and go in there, and they have sales all over the place, and my money just stretched. You see what I'm talking about, a God that's good? The God that's good. Let me tell you what Indiana Jones did. He stepped out into the void, and the bridge appears. With each step, the bridge appears. Every time he make a step, more of the bridge was there before him. More of the bridge was there before him. You see what I'm saying? With each step. Now think about it. Take that today. If faith allows him to walk to the other side, and what did he find? What he was looking for. Are you walking to the other side so that you can do what? Find what you're looking for. What are you looking for today? What are you looking for? Let me tell you, it's in the Word of God. What you, there's a song, old song, what you need, God got it. What you need, you know, the old church used to say, what you need, God got it. He got everything that you need. And you and you ought to hear that today. All things are possible to them that believe. But you're going to have to really believe. I am not talking about a 10-cent believing you do. I believe today and worry tomorrow. Not that kind of believing. But this day, put on your belief slippers and walk across that bridge that's not there. Walk across there where you can't see anything. You don't see no money to pay your bills. You don't see that man or woman you've been looking for. You don't see you've been wanting a child. You can't seem to get pregnant. So walk across that bridge now. Walk across that bridge right now. It's all yours. It's all yours and it's all yours. We thank God for it today.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank Apostle Porter for that wonderful word, and we thank her guest Colin for his wonderful words, too, about that faith walk. You know, we all need to have it. We all need to cherish it and to continue to go in it. But I'm here going to talk to you right quick, and I was reading as Apostle was going, I was reading 119 and 111 to say, thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. Verse 112, I have inclined my heart to perform thy statutes away even unto the end. Now, I don't know about you, but that's very encouraging about my testimony. The testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, because what we've been through and we've passed it on through our testimonies is there and out there forever. But first of all, we got to have faith enough to step out there and make that testimony. We have to understand that when we put our testimony, or a lot of people like to say, I'm putting myself out there. No, you're not putting yourself out there. You're putting your testimony out there where God have brought you from, and how much faith you have to say it, how much faith you have in strengthening God to tell your testimony. See, a lot of people are afraid to tell their testimony. Why be afraid? Because you're going to help somebody, you know, and you should have enough faith in God that you know that it is for someone else, because everybody that goes through something has something to give, and those who receive it can pull themselves up just as God pulled you up. Because you got to understand, if it hadn't have been for God, you would have never got out of the situation you got in. But you had to have enough faith to walk into it to get it to pull out. But see, people don't want to do these things anymore because they want to stay where they're at. They want to latch on to whatever it is. You can't stride the fence. You got to come up and pull up and to get in with God. You got to learn and you got to understand where God is coming from. And I'm just here to tell you today that if God brought me out, he can bring you out and anybody else out there that's listening. But the problem is you got to have enough faith for God to bring you out. You're not getting out if you ain't got no faith. You're not going anywhere if you don't have no faith. And as we say in the church, you got enough faith to sit in the chair that you're sitting in. So therefore, why can't you have enough faith to reach out to God? Because you got enough faith that that chair is not going to break. So why don't you have faith in God? You got faith because you woke up this morning. Why not talk to God, you know, and thank him for waking you up this morning. Thank him for putting you down to sleep that night. See the point, man, we got enough faith for all this other stuff. You got faith to walk to your job. You got faith to get to your job. So why not have faith in God? See, a lot of things, what we do daily is a faith walk. So we got to understand that, because it's faith that carries us. It's faith that keeps us going. So we got to stay tuned in our faith, and we got to have a daily faith walk with God. And here's Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And the topic was the Word. I tell you, that was an awesome word coming from Apostle Porter and Deacon Michael. And you also heard Pastor Don Jr., CEO, came on and give the word as well. God is so awesome in this day and time. We're just thanking him for each and every one of you all being on the broadcast. And you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. She's been doing this from 2009, and it is some awesome listening. Share it with someone today. Again, we'd like to thank each and every one that helped donate for the Thanksgiving drive. We are gearing right now for a Christmas drive. We thanking you right now in advance. No donation is too small or too great. You can send it to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. I tell you, it's always a blessing. Every Friday night at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls prayer line. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333-POUND. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333-POUND. It's every Friday night at 11 p.m. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Pray one for another. Pray for our unsaved loved one. Pray for the nation. I tell you, we serve an awesome God. Nothing is too hard for him. Till then, you be blessed and hope to hear you tomorrow on Blog Talk Radio. You desire prayer or have a testimony, do call us tomorrow at 9 a.m. And that, again, that number is 347-857-3925. Be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that bed.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, God.